This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Just a reminder that we put up a page on our Facebook page, BJ and Jamie. It's from, I think, what did I call it? It's the, if you see something that says weather, like front range weather or whatever, right there you can go and if you have help for the people involved with evacuating the fires, everybody's posting there. They can take your bees. They can, you know, offer places like that. So it's on our Facebook page.
You know, you can tell this thing's getting worse too, and it continues to grow as the, you know, as time goes on, simply because we were watching some of the news channels in here with the monitors, and earlier this morning when we first got here, they were doing updates like every 20-30 minutes. Now it's like wall-to-wall coverage.
It's what?
Wall-to-wall coverage.
Wall-to-wall?
Yeah. Yep. It's wall-to-wall coverage. So it's getting really nasty, it looks like.
Yeah, it is sad. Yeah. But I don't know. It just makes me feel good that so many people want to help. Like I mentioned earlier, just, you know, complete strangers saying, I have a queen bed in my house. You can have the room. It has its an ensuite. I have a camper. You know, just really good people. And so I don't know why. I feel like we need that right now. And I mean, I hate the fire, but it gives me hope. You know, in this weird way,
it's that like people are offering
got teared up that I was when I was reading all that people had to help. I was like, I don't know why I was getting emotional. I guess because the world's been so jacked up lately. But I was like, see, it's still good, man. I was saying to myself, but I guess I told you guys to. So will you pin that at the top there?
Yeah. No,
thank you so much. Okay. Anyway, moving on. It says that Rob Lowe is saying that there might be a sequel because it's in development, I guess, right now, to St. Elmo's Fire. I don't even remember that movie.
I don't either.
I've never seen it in my life. I've never even heard of it.
It's from like the 80s, I think. 90s?
You've never 85. Heard of it?
85?
You've never heard of St. Elmo's Fire?
No.
It had a song.
Yeah, it was big.
It had a song in it. I do want to watch that documentary about the Brat Pack or whatever they were called back then. There's a documentary on Netflix about all of them. It was Demi Moore. It was Judd Nelson.
Emilio Estevez. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rob Lowe. Ali Sheedy, whatever her name is. Remember from 16 Candles?
I don't remember 16 Candles.
Oh, my son's even seen that.
Really?
16 Candles is good, yeah.
Of course.
I have seen
it's
that
It's iconic.
Yeah. I know the song, 16 Candles or whatever, right? Yeah.
No.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah. It came to me, and I don't know. Maybe I did. It felt like a memory.
Well, now they couldn't do 16 Candles because they have this this Asian guy in the yard doing Asian stuff. Whatever that means. And you just couldn't have that now. You just couldn't have that.
I think the candle song was a song.
Yeah.
It wasn't associated with this movie, I don't think.
Oh, different.
But I think it was.
Hmm. Probably.
I mean, years ago.
It seems like, it seems like a 16-candle song would make sense.
Yeah.
You know, since it's a big birthday.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Schmidel. All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? I want to play this audio because I do enjoy it, and I know I played it too much today. But Ozzy Osbourne, I don't know why it makes me crack up, but it just does, just because he's talking about Britney Spears, and he apologizes because, I don't know, like last month he said, I wish you'd stop doing all that same dancing all the time. It's just stop. And now he's apologizing. Here it is.
Apologize to Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah, Britney, I really owe you an apology. I'm so sorry for making a comment. However, it would be better if you didn't do the same dance every day. Change a few movements.
I was going to say, Britney, never stop dancing. I love your dancing. It makes you happy, and I'm so sorry if any of us offended you.
I don't know why he makes me laugh, but he just does.
Can you imagine living with him?
Oh, my God. It's got to be so funny.
It'd be so fun.
Or does it get old?
No, I'd love it. I think I'd love it.
I think it'd be hilarious.
I saw him at the Palms when it was like their opening week or whatever, and he was singing. You guys, it was so sad. He was holding onto the microphone stand and just
leaning into the microphone, trying to stand up.
He did one song.
I don't know if he even performs anymore.
I haven't seen it
in a long time. I think he retired from it.
Well, last time he was performing with Post Malone because they did a collab together.
They did?
Him sit down in a chair behind Post Malone. So Post Malone was in front of him and they were singing together. But he had to sit the entire time.
That's probably best.
Yeah.
God love him. How old is he? Does anybody know? Sorry. Random questions by Jamie.
Look 75. It up
75.
Yep.
All right, well, he's still holding up, by golly. He's still funny, and he still likes to make Britney Spears jokes, so he's relevant.
You know, he was on the edge there for a while, remember?
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
I mean, he has several times.
We thought he was going to die. He was really bad off, and it looks like he's come back pretty strong.
Speaking of Britney Spears has denied placing her home on the market. Fans noticed that Britney's Thousand Oaks mansion showed up on real estate sites all over the place as being listed for sale for just under $9 million. Sources say someone hacked into the multi-listing service of the MLS and posted the fake listing. Other real estate sites, including Realtor.com and Zillow, then picked up on it and took it down, but it spread like wildfire.
Wouldn't that be easy to do with anybody's house, though? I mean, all you got to do is just go in and put it up, right?
No.
Steal pictures?
No, you have to have an MLS number.
To list it?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So, unless you're doing for sale by owner, that's a whole different site. Zillow does have the option. You can hit, like, this is my house and it's for sale.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think they'll post it for
you. I just assumed anybody could go on to some of these websites and put your home up there.
No, because they're all run by real estate companies.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the only one that you can do that on is forsalebyowner.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one you can. All right, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's son, Pax Jolie Pitt. How come he hasn't dropped the Pitt?
I don't know.
That's interesting,
isn't it? Hasn't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, I guess not. Right now, his name is Pax Jolie Pitt. See, I would keep the Pitt because the Jolie Pitt tells me, oh, you're that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you're just Jolie, I don't know that you're Angela's son, but if you're Jolie Pitt, I got that
one. Instant famous.
Yeah. So maybe that's why he's doing it. Anyway, he had like a little motorbike, an electric motorbike, and the car in front of him was stopped, and he went right to it. And so he is in stable condition with a head injury. Have you ever seen that one motorcycle driver? He's like flying on the freeway, right? And the car in front of him is stopped. He flips in the air and lands on his feet.
Yeah.
Have you seen on the hood?
I saw the video, yeah.
That is amazing. It's like Spider-Man.
He's lucky, too.
Oh, God.
Because he was flying.
Yeah, he was. How he landed on his feet, I do not know. Cardi B, we mentioned this before, but Cardi B denies she is facing foreclosure. Somebody said she's only had one album, but the thing, like a decade ago, but she has had collaborations and she's been featured because there's like, how did she make so much money if...
I would say her royalty checks are pretty darn huge.
I agree with that.
According to Google, she's had four albums.
Yeah.
Oh, she has?
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't like the internet. That's why I don't like our Texanado. Y'all don't know. You don't know. Are you okay, by the way?
We don't know. You don't know.
Are you okay?
None of us know. Yeah, fine.
Because ever since it hit like 8:30, yep, you have been sneezing.
Sneezing and coughing.
Yeah.
It's, yeah,
the fire.
Maybe it's the fires. Who knows?
Somebody said the smoke came all the way into Highlands Ranch, which is all the way over there. I know you guys can't see my finger, but it's over there. It's crazy. That smoke is in the air. Let's see here. It also says more people than ever are driving on the marijuana.
Boy, I believe it.
Can you feel like you can tell who they are?
Yeah.
100%.
It's so like stereotyping when they're going 20 in the...
Yeah, they're in the fast lane and they're just doing 20, the white knuckle in it.
Yeah, and you look at them and you're like, really? Can. And they're just like staring forward like, oh my God, I'm so high.
I was behind a car the other day that literally turned right almost onto the wrong way on off the highway. So they were going, they were getting on the exit ramp. That was coming.
Because they're so high!
I was like, and I drove by them, looked at them, they were probably like 30 years old. I was like, definitely high.
Oh my God, I don't know. That just seems...
What blows me away is you could pull up to stoplights and smell it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
I see people smoking in traffic all the time.
That's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the people I get behind or whatever. It's just, I can... You can be at a stoplight and you smell it. You can see it.
Yeah, I see people smoking joints when I'm driving home from work all the time.
Why don't we go live to Jim Hooley? He's at the scene of the fire real quick.
All right, hang on. Very slowly right now, and it didn't make any major runs overnight. And that, of course, is good news. The evacuations began immediately after the fire was first posted. That was about 10:30 in the morning. And calls going out to more than 2,600 contacts at that time. Many of those are homes along Highway 34 where we are right now and beyond. As you can imagine, the people up in this area, they know all too well about wildfires and the dangers from so many fires that have happened up here. The Cameron Peak fire 4 years ago. So most people didn't waste any time packing up and getting out of here yesterday.
It's my second time going through something like this, and it's nerve-wracking. You don't know what to take, what to leave, and you just hope it's not real.
The fire is burning in some really tough terrain up there right now, really rough stuff. Because of that, the fire so far, yesterday for the most part, over the past 24 hours, has been mainly fought in the air with helicopters.
I don't think any of it's under control. I think the thing's still completely out of control, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 0% contained. Jeez. 0% contained. And then finally, breaking news. Bronco player Terrell Davis says he's been banned from flying on United.
He and I got a lot in common.
I know.
We're both very athletic, and yeah, we're both banned on United. Check me out, dude. Me and Terrell. Me and my buddy Terrell.
Right? Oh, my God. That's crazy. They banned him from flying on United.
You know, and you would think that once they came back with an apology, which they did do, that they wouldn't put him on the no-fly list.
He's on the no-fly list. That's breaking news. Holy hell. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the Odyssey app. The podcast is there. If you're driving a Tesla this morning, jeepers
creepers. My God.
If you're driving a Tesla, there's a good chance you're part of a recall. 1.8 million vehicles.
What this time?
Oh, boy. I guess you got a sensor in your car, and it tells you when your hood's not latched, and that sensor's not working.
Oh.
So they have to take the car back to get it refixed. Redone.
Did you happen to see the Facebook post? I forget now because it was a few days ago. There's an electric car out there. I can't remember if it's Ford, Chevy, Dodge, you know, whatever. Ram. Sorry. But I don't remember what truck it is, but it senses your fingers in the hood. Okay.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Did you see that? Yeah. So the guy, go ahead.
And it's not supposed to shut.
Right.
It's supposed to react to your fingers. That way you cannot be injured.
Right. Exactly right. So it reacts to that. And unfortunately, the guy was filming it and said, okay. And the first time when he put his fingers there, it did react. It went up. And so he's like, film it again. That's cool. And it, yeah, it shut him right in there.
Yeah, I think it took his fingers off.
It looked like it did.
Well, it did.
So there's a table saw, right?
Yeah.
There's a table saw out there that also has the same feature. And I've always thought about getting it because I want a table saw, but I'm scared to death of it. And so it, and they do it with hot dogs, obviously not, you know, but it just shuts down as soon as the hot dog gets closed.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to try that on film, okay, with the table saw.
I'm not testing that out myself.
It's a good feature, but yeah. I don't think I want to test it.
I feel
I'm
like it's
you.
Not 100% yeah. based on what yeah. I just saw with this truck. Yeah.
Well, it works 9 times out of 10.
Right?
Again, it's 1.8 million vehicles, Tesla. I would say that's every vehicle they've ever made.
Yeah, I don't,
that's sold in
I don't
America.
Know.
They probably sold no more than 2 million, have they? I don't know, but it's a lot of cars.
That is a lot.
Yeah, but at least it's not something, well, I don't know, if your hood, you know, flies up on you.
They've had a lot of problems. Dangerous. It seems like every day there's a Tesla recall.
I feel like every car company does, though.
I mean, they had to recall every single truck.
Yeah. I know, but I'm just saying, I think every company out there, it seems like we have a recall every week on something.
I was just thinking about this on the side note. Remember when I mentioned to you guys our life insurance, or not our life insurance, our insurance policies, you get $10,000 for a finger?
Yeah.
Schmidl, go get that table saw.
Test it out.
And let's film it. And then even if you lose your index finger or whatever, 10 grand.
Yeah. I think it'd be easier to do it with that truck, the truck hood, though.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
That table saw might be just a little bit too much, man. It gets ugly.
Yeah,
at
but
that
I
point.
Feel like that's quick. I feel like the pressure of the hood is like the breaking
having
of the bones.
Having your fingers compressed like that?
Yeah.
That oof. Guy in the video is in pain.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He
yeah,
is in pain.
Open!
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. That's the worst because it doesn't take your fingers completely off. They just smash
them. Yeah, crush them. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. So yesterday, I'm scrolling through X, and I made the mistake of stopping on an article that had something to do with Justin Timberlake's DUI that he got. Man, did I get the NSYNC videos.
I bet.
I hate those algorithms. I swear, I hate those things. I stopped to get a news story of a DUI, a very serious story of Justin Timberlake, and then next thing you know, it's bye, bye, bye.
I bet.
Over and over again. Yes.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
That
what happened to your headphones?
That was the weirdest thing.
Your headphones, did they break?
They not only broke, they snapped and hit my ear. Oh. Like the metal went into my ear.
I thought
I'm like
I heard
Donald,
it snap.
Donald Trump over here.
Holy
I have a head
cow.
Injury or an ear injury, but it's actually fine.
You're bleeding from the ear.
Isn't that weird?
They broke,
wow.
Did they?
That was the weirdest thing. You know, once I was sitting next to a guy that had glasses on, like prescription glasses.
Yeah.
And the glass in it just shattered.
What caused it?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows?
Yeah,
wow.
it just shattered. Isn't that like...
Well, that's pretty damn dangerous.
I know, right?
I mean, what about your own eyes?
I know. We were just sitting there, and all of a sudden we heard pop, and he goes, oh my God. And one of the little pieces when he was pulling it off of his face, like hit his nose.
Yeah.
But yeah, just... That was like spontaneous combustion on my ear.
your earpiece is dangling. Man. I feel like there's like biblical stuff happening now.
We have this
fire up there in the mountains, okay?
Yeah.
We got that going on with the Alexander fire. We've got this accident that happened this morning that closed down the freeways. You're talking about in Evergreen, they've got what, a pollen alert or something?
And conifer.
Conifer.
Yeah. Conifer. A pollen alert emergency.
Yeah.
And you go, I think we got a bigger problem, Jamie, than a big pollen. And I was like, no, this is huge.
It's all adding up, though. Did you see those, what were they again? Was it the dragonflies? Did you see that video yesterday from Rhode Island?
No.
Oh, they're
Rhode
all...
Island dragonflies.
Really?
Doesn't that sound like the start of a joke? Two guys walk into a bar.
I like dragonflies.
The Rhode Island dragonflies. Wait till you hear this audio. These are people on the beach, and they get attacked.
Oh, they do?
Swarms.
But didn't you always like dragonflies are used in jewelry?
Not like
they're
this.
Like used for decoration. No, I mean, not the actual animal, but the pretty, you know, the pretty little.
But when you've got like hundreds of them coming at you,
not millions.
That would be different.
This is millions. I mean, it's unbelievable. Here's the audio from the file that was posted yesterday.
I have never seen anything like this in my life. I mean, this is insane. Oh my God.
It's unbelievable.
Did Revelations mention dragonflies?
That's a good question.
I don't know. We'll have to Google. We got to Google that.
Yeah.
It just seems like everything's falling apart all of a sudden.
Okay. So that's what I said to my friends yesterday, because there's all kinds of stuff going on, even in our own neighborhood or whatever. But then there was a huge earthquake in L.A. yesterday. And I go, no, it doesn't matter. We're all going to die.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then did you saw that at Yellowstone or whatever, that geyser just out of nowhere?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Well, you know.
I think geysers are in Revelations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Geysers in.
You know, did I tell you this? Like, one time in eighth grade, Andrea Harris and I, you know, this is back in the day when you used a landline. Mm-hmm. We were on the phone and we read Revelations to each other in eighth grade. Maybe we were sixth grade.
Do you remember?
I do remember. Like, I remember.
You remember part of the scripture?
Well, all I remember is thus and shith. And thou with and now with and
you don't remember dragonflyeth?
I don't remember dragonflyeth, no.
If that was part of the Bible or earthquake.
But isn't that dark? Isn't that like so dark?
Well, it's
in sixth grade,
two small girls. Town.
It's small town. Yeah,
not a lot to do.
Yeah, not a lot of books to read either.
Yeah, right.
BJ and Jamie.
Almost bamboozled.
What do you mean bamboozled?
You guys, when you donate to a GoFundMe, make sure that you go to custom tip and put zero.
Oh.
It was because you don't realize it. You get ready to hit the Apple Pay and you don't realize it until, because you don't look at it. You think you're donating such and such money. And then all of a sudden you go back, because I just wanted to make sure that I was doing that. And it said that I was giving a $109 tip to GoFundMe.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
So when you go, that doesn't even make sense.
They added it.
When you go to GoFundMe and you're going to try to help somebody out, you're doing a nice thing. You're trying to do your best to, you know, give to the cause.
Right.
They ask for a tip on top of your donation?
They don't ask for it. They automatically put it on there. But then you can go in and say change tip. And I changed tip. It said $109 I was tipping
it's
them.
It's like a restaurant that adds gratuity without mentioning anything about it.
Exactly.
So but the way I see it is whatever you're giving is the tip.
No, the tip
is your contribution.
Right, but they're taking that $109 for their own company.
That goes to the company, GoFundMe.
But I was like, whoa, wait a minute, because I've never paid with Apple Pay, because I've never used a GoFundMe since I've had this stupid phone. I mean, this iPhone. And so it didn't show up. The tip didn't show up, and then I was like, what is that? And so always just make sure you go and put it. I mean, if you want to help GoFundMe, that's fine. But if you want to just all, like, put a zero.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know, right?
I had no idea they get a tip.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people probably have been, caught off guard.
Yep. So make sure you go in and take a zero.
I wonder how much money you make a year just off that tip little scam they got going on there.
Right?
That's pretty cool.
I know.
That's pretty bright.
And they're like, we got her. Yeah. She just got an iPhone.
It's too late. Can't take the money back.
She didn't know how to use Apple Pay.
All right, we got to go. Everybody have a great day today. No updates on the fire except the fact that it's completely crazy. They're seeing the smoke across the north today. But the Denver area could get a lot of heavy smoke tomorrow.
Yeah, that's bad.
From this fire.
Bad. Good luck to everybody. Man.
All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day. Enjoy, and we'll take care and all that, you know? All right, we'll see you. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.